Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I believe it's our first daytime pregame show, like of a morning game, a 10:40 a.m. on the East Coast pregame show. This is my most energized time of the day. We actually don't record at like 10 o'clock anymore. And it's always whenever we do, I'm like amped up about it. So Yankees going for a sweep. I'm excited. Jake's at his apartment. I'm at my house. BBD's at the office, and then we'll all be going to the studio and watching the game together. What fun, the boys watching the ball game, and then we'll record the series recap from the office. So I'm excited, Jake. How are you?
James, BBD, everyone here. I didn't know 10:40 was your juice slot, dude. We're gonna have to start shuffling stuff around to get your juice.
Yeah, we do too much stuff at my like very sleepy window. That's why I'm always yawning. But remember when we did like the PPPs at like 10 o'clock and I was like ripping and I was like, dude, I love doing them at this time. Yeah. 10 a.m. is my spot.
I used to be the star. Okay. Talk to Sam. Jim, I'm doing good. I mean, how could we not? The Yankees have won two games. I mean, last night was a win. The first night they won. So yeah, man. And I know you were texting the Talking Yanks chat going on, kind of preparing for the worst a little, seeing what they'd roll out. But I mean, hey, we've got most of a lineup. And the last time I was on an episode of Talking Yanks, and by the way, we're recording after this one, I said, hey, if you win a series, I will allow you to punt. I was begging for those days. That was my clip. And they're not really full punting. We got six, and hey, IKF's hot, so let's run it.
Good. They listen to our show.
Yeah.
You said if they win two, you can do a slight punt. I said just the 1-5, keep it consistent. Game one versus the Tigers. Dude, my laptop connected to my phone, and it's like a miserable existence when this happens.
Come on.
It's just beeping nonstop. Game one versus the Tigers. Hicks, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, DJ. Game two versus the Tigers. Hicks, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, DJ. Game three versus the Tigers. Hicks, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, DJ. 1-5. Same. 3 days in a row. That's a fucking miracle. Now, are those guys producing? Not really, but that's what they... Hopefully this leads to that happening. They just get in there and get the rhythm. So I'm happy with the lineup, man. As happy as I can be. I think Gallo and Glaber should be splitting time until one of them proves it. Because if Glaber's best ability is to bunt, well, Tilo can do that. He's faster.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, you know, and hey, it goes back to how a bench player should be treated. And that's why Marwin's in the lineup today. Hasn't gotten run in a while. So I understand it. I guess that would be my one thing. You could do DJ at third and Glaber at second to see again, like if we're doing this as a punt day, bonus day, have Gallo and Glaber in there. And like you're saying, have one of them figure out because kind of end of the day, Marwin Gonzalez, hey, could he ride, be our bench guy all year? Yes. But you know, those other guys, we kind of need to find out what's up. But hey, if that's again, my biggest complaint, I am good.
Yeah. Going for the sweep. Monty on the bump. Trevino obviously was going to catch. So the only real thing here is Donaldson gets a day off. That's like, it's not my what to watch for this game. Cause he's not playing, but I did tweet it. It seems very on purpose that they're not having him play the field 2 days in a row. So it could be load. And I said, it could be load management heavy because he's an older guy and they want him to last the year and he's battled calf injuries before. Could be they constructed a lineup of 10 guys for 9 spots. It could be something's nagging at him. I don't know, but only once has he played third base 2 times in a row. And I believe that came off a off day. Yes, there was an off day. So he's never played third base back-to-back calendar days this year. That's on purpose. You don't accidentally do that. So I don't know what that means or what's going on, but we're deep enough now, 2 weeks, and that hasn't happened. That like, okay, they wrote down that for the first month or so, Donaldson will not play the field two calendar days in a row.
Yeah, and that's when you talk about how premeditated it seems, that's where I lean that way, especially with the Yankees doing their spring training 2.0. But we'll see. Interested to see if he's like available at all tonight, if they need him. You know, they've been doing that with the veterans, but kind of like you're saying, he's the oldest guy on the team. So if there's a guy that you shouldn't do that to, it's probably Josh Donaldson, especially if Glaber's on the bench and if you needed to pinch hit for a catcher. So we'll see what goes on there, but yeah, keep bringing that rain. And you know, let's be honest, Josh Donaldson has benefited pretty good from an opening day walk-off hit and Gallo and Glaber sucking.
It's true. Very much true.
What are you watching, dude? What are you watching for?
Do the Yankees come back home on Friday?
Yes.
Then Gallo, man. If he goes 0 for today, if he goes 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts or 0 for 3 with a walk and 3 strikeouts or whatever he's been doing, he's admitted that it, I don't know if he's admitted it, but it's, I think he kind of has, but the pressure, he's putting pressure on himself. I think he had a very honest article that I saw this morning. That was good. It was, you know, yeah, I deserve to be benched, blah, blah, blah. But Friday night at the stadium and Gallo gets introduced coming off another 0 for 4. Like that's going to be maybe the most booed he's ever been in his career. So a rowdy Friday night in the Bronx Stadium, Gallo coming off another dud if he starts tomorrow after. So I'd like him to contribute today. I think let's pop a homer, Gallo, steal a base, make a diving play, do something before you could get back to the Bronx and feel the wrath of a drunk Friday night bleacher creature section.
You're selling the Yankees fans short, Jim. They'll give him one at bat. They'll clap for him when he comes up to the plate the first time. And then if he makes any sort of out, he'll get his head ripped off. So
I don't even know if he'll get that.
Yeah, we'll, you know, I think it'll be the Yank. We're a good sports town. We support our guy. And then if he does one thing wrong, I think they'll rip him. But yeah, Gallo needs to see something, an extra base hit, a base hit.
Oh, we got to bring that back.
Oh, so I'm back, baby. Let's see. What am I looking at? I see DJ there. I see Stanton. Has Stanton been sneaky in a little bit of a slide?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go Stanton. I'll go Stanton.
Log out of my Apple ID.
Yeah, remember the Toronto series? We look at his stats then, and it was like he was 1 for 12, I think, and we're all like, really? Didn't feel like that. And then I think it's now starting to feel like that, but
because the bat still felt like scary Stanton, but yeah, he's you know, he's back to a 234, 628 OPS, so he's again, Big G, happy to have Gallo, Glaber, Donaldson protecting him a little bit. So it'd be nice to see him get a bullet one in. And we know he's streaky. We've seen this now. So if he could see one or two drop before the Cleveland series, let's go.
Earn some goodwill. I mean, he had 3 hits in one of the Baltimore games. And then RBI in the second Baltimore game. So we're talking, you know, we're 3 games away from 806 OPS, very small sample size. So I think it's not just because Gallo are doing bad. I think even if other people were struggling, the fans, he's earned a lot of goodwill, Stanton. But yes, good what to watch for. He should get going as well. I just really worry about like Gallo's like psyche if he has to come back home. Like I'm so happy for Kiner Falefa that he's going to come back to Cheers now and hopefully a friendlier, less pressure, less innocent. He's very transparent about that as well. Place. Because he's been hitting, contributing, and doing good things. Gallo, man, It'd be tough if he has a rough one today.
Yeah, yeah, one at bat. On Stanton again, one walk, 18 strikeouts. That's not really Stanton-esque. So maybe a walk, maybe a Stanton walk today.
He's had some like really odd swings, but he always does. He always does. Pitching path to victory. What you got, Jake?
I think they'll start with Jordan Montgomery.
You know what? I think that's fair. I do.
I think you got to be kind of honest with the way the Yankees have now treated Monty for a year and a half. Like you want five. They still have a little bit of too quick of a hook on Monty. We'll see. Hey, have a nice day. Get a 6-7 kid. But if I'm assuming five, we saw Marinaccio get hot last night. They haven't used him in a while. I think they really want to get him in. Mike King, I mean, he's fully rested, so it could be a Monty to King, and that could get you like eight. But they got some options today.
I actually kind of like the Monty to King plan.
Or Jimbo, how about this?
Because it's a day game, and they've won the series. I kind of like that by design. Like King might be like, yeah, you're getting 40 pitches after Monty, no matter the situation.
So a couple things. Chappie and Clay have pitched back-to-back days, so you have to assume they're out, which means I was going to say, do you save King for like an 8-9 finish the game? But I think they'll want to get Johnny Laza a save op if it's available there. So if you're doing King 7-8, then you'd really only need like one inning. And I think you're looking at a Castro, Wandy, or if it's the game's out of hand, Marinaccio. Or not out of hand.
Or not. Okay. What else do we got to talk about? I'm trying to find Monty's pitch mix. Because I feel like he hasn't thrown the changeup at all. Says he has. It's just not coming up on like the graph. So weird. Getting weirded out here. Watching Monty, the curveball's actually been really good, Jake. Do you know that? Like in his two games. And obviously when it is good, it's his best pitch, but it's at a 46.7% whiff rate. It's pretty high. Pretty high. So I hope Monty twirls one and looks good. The offense has been hard in Detroit. So I like that pitching path to victory. I like Monty to King to Laza. I don't think they're going to throw Chad again. Got roughed up a little bit yesterday. And you know what? When you win a series on the road, and this is what you were saying during the podcast last week when we were upset, you're allowed to do some things different and take your foot off the pedal a little bit because it's hard to win series, and especially on the road. I want to go for the sweep for sure, but I think King's good enough. I'm not saying it should be Monty to Marinaccio and Sears. I think to King to Laza is good, but if you can give Chad a breather here, I think that's worthwhile.
Yeah, and that's I'm prepping for a Marinaccio fifth or sixth. They got him hot yesterday. They want to use him, but they do have extra room, like Litke, Wandy. Like it, no one's like they're available. So
Castro's also
time,
available.
It's prepping for that, but they got guys.
What's the Tigers lineup?
Los Híbrido Gigantes would be the Giants, the Tigers. And this is Monty. Monty went Boston, Baltimore, and now Detroit. So a good start would be really nice for Monty. They're going Grossman, Scope, Jamer. Miggy Cabs going for 3K. Tough for Monty. Meadows, Eric Haas, Torkelson, Willy Castro, and Victor Reyes.
So do they have a Litke lane? Because
Um, he could do like Jamer, Miggy, Meadows, but they have like they have a lefty. They have their righties in because Monty started.
Technically, 8-9-1 are all switch. I don't know where their advantages are on in the platoon, but
well, then just go King Castro.
I
know you're saying that Marinaccio is in, and maybe that's the difference. Then maybe I think you can get away without using Chad, Clay, and Chapman here, and you still get to use really good arms. So if they force feed Marinaccio into a hold situation, I'm going to be a bit bummed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. Like Licky hasn't pitched since Sunday. Yeah, and Wandy and Castro both had days off, so it's not wrong. It's just, I guess we'll find out.
Okay. Give me King Castro Loizaga. Let's fucking do it. Monty for 7? Never would happen. Sevy could have gotten more yesterday than Durant. All right, anyway.
It's the Homer draft.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Did you get Rizzo yesterday?
No.
Yeah, man.
Did you?
No, I thought I did. I was excited. I took him in game one, so I could not take him. Damn. But for some reason, when he homered, I was like, yeah, I got it. I almost got my 3-leg parlay as well. But then the over hit at the end there with that last run. And this show is brought to you by SeatGeek. And use code PREGAMESHOW to go to a game. Yanks are coming back home. So if you're in the area, SeatGeek code PREGAME gets you $20 off your first order. The sponsor of the pregame show.
Maybe we'll see you at the stadium sometime. Thanks, SeatGeek. Jim, this is pretty obvious for me. I'm going Gallo-Rizzo. You know, I tweeted it out. I think the boys went out. Trevor Plouffe has mentioned many times, you know, Detroit's got some nice spots. I think there's some good Italian spots. I think Rizzo and Gallo went out. The Yes Network had the Italian music rolling. Gallo needs to get one on the board. If not now, you know, when? Might be out of the Homer draft. And, dude, Rizzo been hitting.
Rizzo's awesome. You tweeted it, and I said it in my post game. I saw your tweet after I said it. It's like, fuck, that dude is, he puts other baseball players to shame.
A little bit like, he does.
There's some cookie cutter terms that I kind of don't love, but high IQ guy. I mean, he's just a fucking smart. He sees the game at a slower speed. Even though he's slow, his brain is faster, and it's just the difference. He comes out ahead. Pretty cool. I'm going to go Stanton. I saved him for this game against Big Mike. Hopefully he runs into a fastball, and then I will take DJ LeMahieu just because he's hitting really well. And, I kind of don't want him to put it in the air, but my other option is Trevino. And he's part of the Bronx Bunters, not the Bronx Bombers. So
Marwin,
Marwin just slap it around.
How about Big Mike versus Big Mike, huh?
Big Mike versus Big Mike. Ex-teammates? No, they were never teammates, but Monty and Pineda were teammates.
Never talked.
No, not really, no.
We're confused by each other.
True. We were. Big Mike, how's he been doing? Fastball, slider, changeup. Like, just such a classic pitch mix. Has he not pitched this year yet?
Big Mike.
This is his first start of the season.
Yeah, it looks like 12 hours ago they sent down an outfielder to make room for him.
Okay. Interesting. So does that mean, and what is their bullpen usage like?
Detroit Tigers bullpen. Because
they've used a lot of guys, man. Game one, they used 7 guys. Last night they used 4. I don't know how they use it. I don't know if they have the same rules the Yankees have. I don't even know who's good. Their whole bullpen is righties.
Well, their closer is a lefty, Soto. We haven't seen him yet, so he's ready to go. I mean, you'd assume Fulmer and Jimenez are out using Yankees rules.
Soto hasn't pitched in 5 days, so he doesn't come up on this chart that I'm looking at.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd expect him to be at some point, basically just a throw. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they're guys that are in my book, Fulmer and Jimenez. They're out today, so... Jolly Olive said he likes Will Vest, who we saw earlier in the series. So
they should just throw Soto today just because they got to get him used. All right. The over under. I'm going to guess they bumped this one up. It went over yesterday. Big Mike's debut and Monty getaway day. I'm going to say they just bumped it up to like 8. Do you think they went up to 8.5?
Detroit, cold, Monty, Pineda. I'll throw an 8.5 out there. Why not?
Miggy going for 3K, so it's kind of like a special day.
It's 8.5.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
So we were wrong yesterday. We both rode the under and the over hit.
It was an under-over day. I know it. I'm going under.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over, man.
All right, let's go.
If it's a close game, do we want to test out the live stream lounge at the new office?
Sure can.
It might be very easy to set up, so we can let people know. Maybe if it's a close game, we might go live. Maybe I'll do some in-game live betting. Will this pitch be a strike? Yes.
Yes.
You got any promos?
Ooh, day game. Miggy Cabrera gets his 3,000th hit.
Oh, that goes a little against what I was going to do, but I do think he will get it today.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to chase it for a while. So maybe he gets it in his first at bat. Because that kind of, I was going to say, I think we get a quick game today.
I think
the Yankees go piggyback mode, Kinger. So there's not a lot of pitching changes. And I think that the Tigers, I don't know what they got going on, but they've used so many pitchers and Pineda's making his debut that I think they have a second that's just going to go. So we're not going to get a lot of pitching changes. I think there's going to be an early lead and then it's just going to be blanks for a while. And then maybe it gets close in the end. But I just think we have like a maybe shortest game of the season for the Yankees so far.
Ooh, that'd be cool. It might be an optimistic heart speaking.
They have a really short one already. They have a sub 3.
Miggy gets 3,000. They're probably going to do like a celebration or something.
That's why I said it goes against what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't change what I premonished.
Yeah, I know.
Just popped into my head. That's it.
You're going to have to stand up for me. Stuck on this bed.
Change your camera to your waist.
I'm laying down.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.